It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We get an update now on contract disputes involving Teamsters Union Local 662, striking union members at the Line and Kugel Brewery in Chippewa Falls, and employees at a dairy facility in De Pere. You can be part of the conversation on labor contracts and collective bargaining. Call in with a question or a comment, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dan Boley is a business agent for the Teamsters Union Local 662. Dan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Good morning. Tom Strickland here as well, Secretary Treasurer of Local 662. Tom, welcome.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Good morning, Tom. Let's start with you. These two strikes, Lennon Kugel's Brewery and New Select Dairy Milk, these are the first strikes by Teamster Union members in Wisconsin in about 20 years. Why are these strikes happening?
Well, they're happening because of corporate greed. I think you're seeing that across the nation, where corporations don't want to do right by their employees. And the overreach is too extreme. And our members are standing up for a fair wage, fair contract, in which they deserve.
Can you go into that a little bit further? What do you mean by corporate greed?
Well, the profits are at an all-time high for the top. So, for example, here with New Dairy, which is the old Dean's Morning Glory facility, they're owned by Borden's. And Borden's has recorded over $1 billion in profits last year, and they're not passing that along to their employees.
And Dan, Teamsters Local 662 represents about 40 brewery workers at Line and Kugel's, which is owned by Molson Coors, and they want larger pay bumps than the company has offered. Where are negotiations on that issue?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're hoping to get a contract done. As of right now, the company has made, Molson Coors and Line and Kugel's has made no attempt to resolve this issue, which you know, we hope to have this resolved at some point, but we will do what we have to do to make that happen as long as it takes. So as of right now, the company has made no attempt to resolve this issue.
In their statement, they said they've exceeded local market rates for similar unionized roles, and they're hopeful for a resolution that benefits everyone. What do you hear in that response?
Well, you know, when they say they're hoping to reach a resolution, you know, being out here on the picket line, we've seen the opposite. Instead of trying to reach a resolution, the company has put up barricades, hired security. That doesn't seem like coming to a resolution to me.
Tom, how is Chippewa Falls community reacting to the strike since it started earlier this month?
That question would be for Dan.
I'm sorry, Dan. Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. So the community has been great. I mean, the community support. I mean, every day, you know, members of the community be dropping off water or food. Coming by asking, you know, you guys need anything, you know, what can I do to help? That's been terrific. You know, we couldn't have asked for more from the community. And again, you know, with that, you know, with the company turning its back on the employees and the community has spoken as to who they back, Line and Kugel's has also turned its back on the community as well.
I wonder, Tom, you know, as Secretary Treasurer of Local 662, how do you communicate and how do you decide next steps with your union members and who have walked off the job and where you go with negotiations?
Well, our situation is similar here in De Pere, Wisconsin, as with Line and Kugel's. The company has refused to come to the table for over the last 5 weeks. And they're more or less giving these folks a take-it-or-leave-it offer, which is concessionary by a large margin. And so we'll stay on the line as long as it takes until they come to the table and negotiate in good faith. We'll use the community support, which we're getting great support here too. And, you know, governed by the international, we have a great IBT that oversees all local unions, and they're engaged 100%.
When you say great support, what does that mean? What has that meant for union members?
Well, they get the public support. People come by, you know, the honking of horns, dropping off water. You know, there's monetary things, cookouts, just showing, you know, that they're in, you know, solidarity with us. They believe in our cause. You know, the middle class, you know, is created by the unions, and we set the bar. And I think the working men and women across America have had enough. And now you're seeing more and more job action out there. And it's not because we're greedy. It's just we want a fair shake and we want to make a decent living for our families.
Molson Coors announced net sales grew to $10.7 billion last year. That's up from $10.3 billion in 2021. How difficult is negotiating a local contract with a multinational corporation? And either of you can field that.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, from what I heard back when the Leinenkugel family owned the brewery, which is some number of years ago, you know, the employees felt like they were part of the family, you know. They were taken care of by the Leinenkugel's family and everyone at the brewery. And now that you have a massive company in Molson Coors that takes over, Molson Coors does not view the men and women who work here as employees. They don't view them as people. You're simply a number and a figure to them, and that, you know, that makes it difficult. And so again, you know, to Tom's point, you know, people have had enough of that, and you're kind of seeing that all over.
Teamsters Local 662 officials Dan Boley, Tom Strickland explaining labor disputes of striking members in Chippewa Falls and De Pere. Call in with a question, share a comment about collective bargaining. The number is 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with Teamsters Union Local 662 as Leinenkugel's brewery workers in Chippewa Falls reject wage increases offered by the beer maker's parent company. And in De Pere, another group of Teamsters strikes over a labor contract at a dairy facility. Tom Strickland is secretary treasurer of Local 662. Dan Boley is here, a business agent for the local. Call in with the question, 800-642-1234. Tom, turning to the situation in De Pere at the new Dairy Select milk plant, what are the sticking points in negotiations as workers are seeking a new contract since the last one expired in April?
So thank you, Kate, for the question. The sticking point is primarily health insurance. So the company has provided a health care insurance that is very expensive for the employees. We've provided them with a union plan, which gives the employees better coverage at a cheaper cost for both the employer and the employees, and they're rejecting that. They're asking us to pay more for the plan that they're providing, which, and when I say more, I'll give you just one specific. A member that's on a family plan currently pays $54 a week, if I get into a little example there. And under the employee's plan, they're asking them to pay $138 a week.
So that's a
substantial increase, and it doesn't have to be that way. There are savings here for the company, the employees, and the customer with better coverage, lower deductibles, lower max out-of-pocket, and the company simply refusing to offer, you know, do the right thing by the employees. The folks, by the way, that have built this brand, this company. So that's where we're hung up, and we're not going to go backwards. And these members are adamant that they're going to stick on the line until the company does the right thing.
Let's take a call now. Cheryl joining us from Watertown. Cheryl, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Hi. I would just like to say that I agree with your guests that's 100%. I did work in a factory when I was very young for a short period of my life, and I was in a union. My husband is a former UPS driver, and he worked, you know, 14-hour days, and he basically had to retire because his body was shot. And these workers, this is the backbone of our country, and it is truly the corporate greed and the shareholders that, the you know, the companies are more concerned with the shareholders than the people that are keeping the lights on and working so hard for these companies. And I applaud these people for striking, and I think that this is really the direction that the country needs to go. We are this the middle class, these working people, this is what built America, and I stand by them 100%.
Cheryl, thanks for the call. Dan Boley, do you hear that sentiment from union members or supporters of those on the picket line?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's what makes this country. That's what runs these, makes these businesses successful. Without them, you know, none of it would be possible. So,
but does that give pressure to corporations? What is the pressure here in terms of their bottom line business?
Well, I mean, we're going to keep putting the pressure on. You know, we want a fair contract, and so whatever we have to do to get that, you know, that's what we're willing to stand up and do.
Cheryl, thanks for the call. Let's go to Steve now in Sun Prairie. Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I think why we see union membership dropping across the country is some of the hyperbole that's used. You know, we just heard a guest talk about how, I think it's Molson Coors is the name of the parent company, said, and I'm not going to quote verbatim, but that they're going to treat people like a number. They don't treat them as people. They're numbers. That's not going to change whatever happens with this union contract. So if you really felt that way, why aren't you coaching your members to find jobs other places? Otherwise, it's just hyperbole to promote hate to try to win a union contract.
Steve, thanks. Dan Boley, what about that? Why not work elsewhere?
Well, the members of the community, I mean, they've loved working at Leinenkugel's for, you know, they were here back when Leinenkugel's owned it. You know, it's a staple of the community. Not only they have friends and family here, but they love the beer itself. We want to keep working here. That's the goal. We want to keep working here. We want to change the mindset and have, you know, bring a fair wage increase home for our families.
We're talking about ongoing labor strikes, labor disputes at Leinenkugel's Brewery and New Dairy Select Milk, Teamsters Union Local 662, officials Tom Strickland and Dan Boley with us. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your question, or you can add your thoughts to the conversation. Email ideas at WPR.org. So, Tom, New Dairy is a subsidiary of Borden Dairy and a result of Dean Foods filing for bankruptcy in 2020. How complicated is negotiating a contract for workers after the employer exits bankruptcy and then under new ownership?
It's not complicated. You know, we expect the same, you know, obligation from the employer as they expect of us to go to the table and negotiate in good faith, hear the concerns, and come out with a successful outcome. So, you know, we do this every day. We're over, you know, the Teamsters Union as a whole is 1.2 million. And it's not complicated. This company has made it complicated because of their greed. They're not recognizing the employees, the work they do. And to Dan's point, they love the brand. They love the community. This is a well national known brand. And It's just $1 billion in revenue last year, and they can't give their employees good health insurance.
I want to return to that point you just made about Teamsters' 1.2 million members. Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just wondering, as you look at Teamsters as a whole, do you see it as a growing in membership, or have you seen numbers decline here in Wisconsin?
Well, to the response, if I can respond to the caller before when he talks about just picking up and moving on to another job, it's not what we do. If our forefathers did that, we wouldn't have the middle class that we have today. And the Teamsters Union as a whole will stand up for workers in the middle class. And I think those, you know, everyone knows that we set the bar. We set the bar in America, and where there's non-union workers, they can thank a union worker for setting that bar. And in this country, if it moves in this country, the odds are that a Teamster handled it, whether it was through the ports, the airlines, the rail, truck, manufacturing. Teamsters have their hand on it. And our reputation is strong. We build strong contracts. We have great employers, national employers, that we can get contracts across this country daily. It's the employers that are the big Molson Coors, the Borden's Cheese, that don't want to do right by their employees, and it's an overreach to their shareholders, not recognizing the folks that built the brand. My folks here in New Dairy have worked through the pandemic as essential workers. Some of them worked 75 days straight, didn't miss a beat. You know, and we'll take this thing to the street and to the customer, and we'll ask the community for their involvement. But we will succeed in this.
Tom Strickland, how strong is union membership, and are these two strikes an indication of more labor insecurity in Wisconsin?
Our union membership is strong. I mean, 100%. These two locations, you know, the company talks about, I think, on both strike lines that the offer is good and fair. Well, if it was good and fair, we wouldn't be holding a strike. And so it's clear for those that don't understand the process, we don't call the strike. Our members call the strike. They vote on a contract, and they tell us when it's not up to par, and they ask for the action. We support that.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Dan Boley is a business agent for Teamsters Union Local 662, representing workers at Line & Cools Brewery in Chippewa Falls. Tom Strickland, secretary treasurer of Local 662, spokesperson for striking union members at New Dairy Select Milk in De Pere. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.